It's the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
As it's Thursday, we always like to unofficially talk about throwbacks, things from the past on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when you used to get photos developed and then you'd get doubles or sometimes like even quadruples of those photos because you knew that there were a bunch of people in them and you wanted to hand them to your friends?
Yeah, my mom used to take her camera to the superstore. You know, for, I don't know if it was, I don't think it was a 1 hour photo.
No.
But Superstore had the photo lab there. And
yep.
Except we never got doubles because she would take two photos of everything just to be sure. So if a camera had, if a roll of film had 24 photos on it, we'd get 12 out of a roll. And the reason for that was that her finger would be in like half of the photos. She was just the worst photographer in the world, my mom. Like her finger would be. It would be like obscuring half of the shot, so she needed to take two of everything to make sure her digits were out of the way. Just,
I think,
a waste of money, really.
I think my photo, my finger was in this one. Let's try again. I'm hoping
we
not
get the
this
roll
one.
Back and be all excited. And there's mom's finger.
You should have posted. You should have done a wall of mom's finger photos. How funny! Just like the different lights and backgrounds, and then. Photo.
What? How finger. Different photography was then, though, right? Because you didn't know how good your shot was. You didn't know if everyone was smiling or.
No, that was the true photography, right? Because that's how you really looked. Now you can take 48 photos, and then one's like, "That's the one."
Yeah,
that's the one.
Yeah,
yeah. It's crazy. Today's equivalent is kind of, you know, tagging somebody, obviously uploading it online and just tagging somebody rather than gifting them that photo. But it was so fun. Like a couple weeks later, sometimes you'd almost forget about the night, and someone would hand you this funny photo that you took, and you're like, "Oh, I forgot about this."
Yeah. And I guess people still do that at weddings where they'll leave disposable cameras on the tables and then see what everyone takes photos of. I'm surprised it's not all just like...
Dongs.
I like know. Just a
There's always a good mixture of dongs in there for sure.
And you gotta figure out whose dong is this now. Whose dong do we think this is?
I need to tag your dong. Please let me know if it's yours.
There's something more special about having that physical copy as opposed to just being tagged. Like in the studio here on the wall, there's a photo that Michael Bernard Fitzgerald took with me when he was in here with his Polaroid camera.
Yeah.
And it's hanging on the wall. And like, that's the only artist photo I have here, right? Because the other ones are all on Facebook and Instagram.
I know. And I have that same photo and it's treasured at home, but it's the only one. I'm thinking my New Year's resolution, that's what it should be. I should try and get either photos developed more or buy some disposable cameras in the odd time, just bring them out.
You can get those cool Polaroid cameras too now, like the printed out right away.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah. Even that though, it's like it's so instant that you can almost redo if you don't like it. I don't like that. I want the suspense. I want to like submit my photos and then get them coming back to me and not know what's in there.
To the old photo lab.
It's like a surprise bag.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
I need you to be the judge of two things for me, Shauna.
Okay.
Can you do this?
Yeah.
I trust your judgment on these types of things.
Okay.
So the first thing, did you see my Instagram story yesterday of Bo ripping down the toboggan hill at Lake Mindapore?
Yeah.
Okay. You can see this video on my Instagram right now if you wanted. It's still up there for a few more hours at Beckler89. But my family saw it, and they were horrified that we would let him go so fast down such a big hill on his sled.
You know what? I saw it, and I thought of that. I wonder if he's going to get in trouble for this. Now, I personally thought it was great. I was like, that's awesome. This is good parenting right there. You're letting him fly down that hill.
And he is freaking flying.
Yes.
Like, he is ripping.
He's ripping crap for sure. Yeah.
So you didn't think it was too bad?
No.
Because I've had mixed reactions. Yeah, my parents were like, what if he were to get hurt? What if he were to suffer a neck or a spine injury? And I'm like, well, like going too fast down a toboggan hill is a Canadian rite of passage.
It's how you learn, you know? It's survival skills for Canadians is what that is right there. You're training him.
Yeah, and like millions of us have done it for years.
You can't be afraid of the ice and snow in this country, okay?
No.
You got to really just throw them in there.
And you know, Bo is kind of he's four, and he's a pretty cautious kid.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday he showed like a rare moment of boldness and wanted to send it down this big hill, and I wasn't going to stand in his way.
No.
And he loved it. He was having such a good time.
Great.
But
you
know, my mom was like, you're going to get torn apart by your social media followers for doing that, for posting that. And so far there hasn't been too much negative reaction, but I mean, I also don't think like the internet, social media is a great way to take the temperature of something, because you can always find someone who's going to be upset about things online.
It's the worst because we have to be so cautious of this, especially like when we post things to the work account, for example. But I saw that and I was like, no, that's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
Thank
good parenting.
I feel a lot better.
You can't put your kids in a bubble. You know, you got to let them send it down the hill the odd time. All right.
And a 4-year-old's body is really, it's resilient, right? Yeah. They can take a beating that we can't.
Like I learned
adults.
To ski when I was 4 and I'd fly over and just yard sale and my stuff would be everywhere and my mom thought I was dead. And then I'd come and I'd pop back up and be like, let's do it again.
And that's a great point. Anybody who's ever been on skis or trampoline, you take the risk of that kind of injury. Mm-hmm. And like when you're growing up, if you're playing like a kid should, there are going to be some injuries. You just hope that it's nothing really serious that follows them through the rest of their lives, right?
Yeah.
The second thing I wanted to ask you, in the video, Bo almost takes out this kid at the bottom of the hill.
Like, I saw that.
It's
kid,
close.
Yeah.
Would you agree that according to Canadian laws and customs, it would have been that kid's fault?
Yeah.
Like if you're walking up the toboggan hill and people are coming down and you
get out of the way.
That's on you, isn't it?
Yeah, you make sure you watch them and you get out of their way.
Okay, I'm feeling just a lot better about the whole situation now.
You're the one in control when you're walking up. The person going down is not. You need to get out of the way, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much for the validation, Sean.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
As you mentioned in your sports, Finland upset Canada at the World Junior Tournament last night. Canada is now out.
Yeah.
Finland moves on. It was Canada's worst showing at the tournament that they have hosted.
Yeah.
While they were hosting ever, I think, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My boyfriend is, of course, a big hockey fan. So he was watching. I hate to tell you, I didn't watch the game last night. And he was telling me about how it ended. And he said, you know, the goal that tied it up was basically kind of an unlucky bounce.
Oh, yeah.
And then he said that the goal that caused Finland to win was also kind of an unlucky bounce after a stick smashed on the other end of the ice.
Stick, yeah.
So it was like, oh, man, it just wasn't meant to be at that point.
I didn't watch either. I really never watched the World Juniors.
Yeah.
And I know Graham last night posted his unpopular opinion on Twitter where he was saying the World Juniors, in his opinion, are a terrible tournament that take advantage of young adults to make millions without fair compensation. And he was talking about how, you know, these countries that aren't really that competitive come to the tournament and they get destroyed basically just for TSN ratings. And I agree with Graham that I think it's a crap tournament, but for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I think that TSN... how just the marketing machine that they are have managed to convince Canadians that this tournament is important when I don't think anyone else in the whole world cares about it at all.
Yeah.
And we have like our national pride riding on it, whereas like 9 out of 10 Americans wouldn't even know it's happening, right?
It's
more
true
than that.
Like I know Canadian hockey players and these young guys are very honored to play in the World Juniors. So that's where it's important for the players, obviously. But yeah, when it comes to people actually watching, and what it means in the future of you as a player and your future, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, and you know, we get so wound up about it as a country, and you know, if they're out early, then we're devastated, and if we win, we're elated, and it's like, well,
yeah.
And that's, you know, I don't need the rest of the world to validate the things that I enjoy. Mm. You know, if that were the case, I wouldn't be a CFL fan.
Yeah.
But this just feels like a lot of beating our chest over. It's like, oh, so we beat Denmark 14-0. Like, the country of Denmark is not aware that the tournament exists.
That's fair.
There's a reason that Canada hosts the tournament every second year, because we're the only ones that care.
It's true, except that's why it's even more embarrassing that we only made it to the quarterfinals this year.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
So I was on Instagram yesterday, and I was perusing through the YYC hashtag, as sometimes I do, just to see what's up with our city.
Uh-huh.
It is like 60% butts, if not 65, maybe almost 70% butts.
It is completely useless, that hashtag. I've done the same thing, because I'm like, I wonder if I'm missing anything really cool that's happening in the city. The YYC hashtag is useless.
Yeah.
I got Instagram up right now with the YYC hashtag here, and it's... Let's just go through the... there's lots of butts, but it's just like... These are the first like 12 posts. Hot girl, 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 hot girl. Guy with a beard.
Oh, good.
Hot girl, 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 hot girl. It just keeps going.
Most of it is their dumpers as well.
Just half naked dumpers. That's all it is.
Like, it's so funny because one of the posts was like, I'm leaving behind the negativity and injustices of 2018. Looking forward to a new year. Here's my pooper.
Here's my pooper.
Like, What does your pooper have in relation to you leaving?
Oh my God.
I guess behind, was that a play on the words? Like, what is going on here?
That's a stretch.
I was just like...
And like, what does it have to do with Calgary either?
Oh my God. Mm. Like... I mean, I guess if you're a big like influencer of what your dumper is, maybe you've got a big Calgary dumper. I don't know what.
Just poopers.
I kind of,
you can go.
You know, I was hoping to see nice city skylines, things that are going on in our city, and it's not. It's bums.
We've had beautiful weather. We had the New Year celebrations. Yeah. There's been some nice sunrises and sunsets.
Yeah.
No, I guess the only thing happening here is that people have crappers. That's about it.
Is that what you want to see? That's what I'm going to start posting. It's just straight pictures of my dumper. Happy 2019.
And I love the captions that are just like, they're like an inspirational quote or something. Here's my pooper.
Thank you for the photo of your bulb. I have so much more inspiration going into 2019 now.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Fiddling with Shauna, she plays that dang thing fine. Fiddling with Shauna on X929.
X929, do you know what song that is?
A Spoonful of Sugar from Mary Poppins.
100%. Well done.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Yes.
My name is Sarah.
Sarah. Well, we got some X swag for you.
We got some swag.
I love it. I need a new toque.
So Mary Poppins Returns is in theaters right now.
Mm-hmm.
The original came out in 1964, and that makes this one of the longest gaps between the original and the sequel in cinematic history.
Well, I kind of credit them for this because rather than just redoing it, like a lot of these movies are being redone right now, right? And they're just keeping the exact same storyline. This is actually a sequel, so they are expanding on the storyline.
Yeah, that is cool, isn't it?
I like that because I watched Mary Poppins. Like, I remember watching it as a kid, and now I want to see it for the nostalgia, but it's nice that it's not just the same storyline because it's like, oh, why would I want? I don't care about that.
I've never seen the original. Not big into musicals.
See, I'm not a huge musical fan either, but I feel like Mary Poppins is a little bit different because it's not all musical, right?
Yeah, they're not like singing their lines. It's like they're more like songs that could be standalone songs that are just kind of inserted into the movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which I think is more tolerable when you just like say, hello, and you're like, you don't have to sing that. Just say hello. Okay, no one sings that.
And I only know that because the songs have been played outside of the film, right? Yeah. Like I said, I haven't seen the original. Might see the new one because Emily Blunt is in it. And in my opinion, Emily Blunt is one of the hottest women alive.
You know, you mentioned that. I'm like looking up pictures, but Emily Blunt.
Yeah,
hey?
She is unreal. There's something like very regal and elegant about her. I don't just, it,
you know,
I don't know. She's my type.
Her eyes are a little bit close together. That's why.
Her eyes are not too close together.
Not like too close together, but
mine are, but
yours are. Hers are. That's why you like her. You
We're the same species, her and I. Baboon.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
The Coachella 2019 lineup came out last night.
Yeah, it did.
I'm looking at it. The headliners on the Friday night, Childish Gambino, Tame Impala on the Saturday night, and Ariana Grande on the Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I'm kind of lost. I just tweeted this. I've noticed that like the older I get, the font size of the artists I don't recognize at Coachella gets larger and larger.
Yeah.
You know, like you used to read into the small print and you're like, I don't know who any of these bands are,
yep.
But you knew all the, you know, who could be considered the headliners and the sub-headliners. And, and now I just, man, looking at this, I'm like, who? Who are these people?
Well, it's crazy to me because Weezer is on the second line. Which is nuts because growing up, Weezer would have been one of the headliners, right? And now they're kind of wedged in there with a mixture of other bands that I don't understand and can't pronounce. so that's crazy.
Let's play a little game here, Shauna. Mm-hmm. Let's just go through the lineup and just say yes or no if you know who this person is, okay? So we'll start right at the top on the Friday after Childish Gambino. Janelle Monáe.
Yes.
Yes. The 1975.
Uh-huh.
Yes. DJ Snake.
No.
I know DJ Snake.
I've heard of DJ Snake.
Turn him down for what?
Okay.
Diplo?
Yeah.
Yes. Rufus Du Sol?
Nope.
Nope.
No.
Blackpink?
Nope.
Nope. Anderson .Paak?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
No, never heard of him.
I couldn't tell you what they actually sing, but I have heard of them. So okay, that's good.
Let's go to Saturday after Tame Impala.
Okay, great.
Solange?
No.
I know Solange. Heard the name. Kid Cudi?
Yeah.
Weezer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Aphex Twin?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Heard of Aphex Twin. J Balvin?
Nope.
Nope. Billie Eilish?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
I've heard of that one.
Moving on to Sunday after Ariana Grande. Is it Khaled or Khalid? DJ Khaled?
Yeah.
Zed?
No.
You've probably heard some of Zed's stuff. You would know
thing, that's the thing is that I hear songs and I don't even look at who they're by. So I'm sure I've heard their songs, one or two, but that's about it.
And then we get into the weeds here. Gesaffelstein?
Nope.
Bad Bunny?
Mm-mm.
Dylan Francis?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I know. I did notice that there is a band that's called Let's Eat Grandma, though, so that's fine.
That is a great band name. Let's Eat Grandma. I'd go check their set out.
Yeah.
Apparently, I don't know who the rest of these people are, so I got a lot of free time during the day if I'm going to Coachella.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
I've been listening to this singer recently called Billie Eilish, which is really funny because I just realized she's on the Coachella lineup coming up.
She was one of the names I didn't recognize.
Yeah. So I was reading into her a little bit as I've been listening a bit more, and I read that she's 17 years old. Her songs have 24 million listens a month. She's touring as a headliner, and she's been on all the big talk shows, but she hasn't ever released an album yet. Like, her
really?
First album is still to come out. It's coming out in 2019, apparently.
So how many songs does she have? Just, like, an EP? Or?
I think she has about six that people are listening to right now, but it's not even really an EP. Like, there's just these singles that she's released, and she's done it on YouTube and on social media and that type of thing, and from that, she's gained this massive following, and she now has 10 million followers on Instagram, and, like, everything she posts gets 2 million likes, and it's all just based on online listens, and she's grown from there.
Really? So what's her set at Coachella going to be, like, 18 minutes long?
Probably.
Play her six songs and then take some Instagram photos and that's it?
That's going to be it. But that's crazy. Like, this is how musicians are getting famous now. Like, things are so reversed because, of course, it used to be you'd put out a record, people would hear it, and you'd become famous from your record, right?
Right.
Now it's the complete reverse. It's all to do with social media and, of course, YouTube. And if you can gather a following online that way, then you can become famous before you even have an album out.
Yeah, that's crazy. And so much of it is just based on image, right? Like,
yep.
Image comes before musical talent now. And image has always been a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even go back to the Beatles or Frank Sinatra. Like, their image was a big part of it, but they also had, like, pretty raw musical talent too, right?
Yeah.
And now it seems to be, and I don't know if we've ever talked about this on the air. We have off the air, but country music is really bad for it right now. Like, all of the new stars in country music are 10 out of 10s. They're beautiful people. And it's just like, it's almost like they find these beautiful people who can sing a little bit, and they're like, we'll get you the best songwriters in Nashville to write you hit songs, and you'll be a star.
Yeah.
And, like, the image, again, comes before musical ability in that sense.
Well, there was an article in the New York Times recently, and it was labeled, Pop Stars Don't Have Time for Music Anymore. And it was talking about that. It was saying that
it's ridiculous.
Because you don't have that cycle anymore, right, where you can work on an album, you can hold yourself up, and then you have this big promotional push that happens before it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to constantly be creating new content. You can't, because the minute you don't, people will instantly forget about you. So these pop stars can't really go away, hold themselves up, like do an album anymore, and then come back out with a big promotional push. It just has to happen all the time. So you're going to be putting less emphasis on the music and more on everything else that's going on too.
You're talking about, like, in terms of promotion, like their social content and their appearances on shows and that sort of thing is more important than actually working on the music.
Yeah. Because, you, the minute you go away, like the minute you stop posting on Instagram, people will instantly be like, oh, who else is out there? You know, they'll be moving on.
Yeah.
So you have to be constantly top of mind. And because of that, how much time do you have left in your day to actually write music?
No kidding. Yeah, that's kind of a double-edged sword. Like, the accessibility of music in 2019 now, I guess, is like you can hear anything that you want in the whole world. But this is an unfortunate side effect of it as well, right? Is
that
music's kind of taking a back seat to social and promotion.
Mm-hmm. So now it's kind of just one big package, right? You're wrapped up. It's music, but just as important is what you do on your Instagrams.
And you can be fourth billed at Coachella with only six songs released. Wow.
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.